This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 863. Get your fluency for free.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Just practicing IELTS questions is not enough to get you a 7 or higher on the exam. You need to develop your natural and spontaneous fluency as well. Today, Michelle and I tell you who to talk to and what to talk about. Hey, Michelle, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be back. As you called it, the dark side, I think, in an email. Yeah.
Come over to the dark side of IELTS.
I'm over on the dark side.
You know, something I'm very proud of is that James's British accent is really coming along. That because I was just like, come to the dark side. And that's like a British accent to me. Yes. Yes. And yesterday he's like, I made him read an article about the Egyptian god Osiris. Cause like, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of educational stuff to do. Yeah. And he's like, is it okay if I read it in a British accent? I'm like, yeah. And it was really good.
Aww. That's adorable. Oh my gosh. I love that that's something that you're like, I'm proud of how his British accent is coming along. That is amazing. No, it's so much fun to do a British accent. Like, there's nothing more fun than doing a British accent.
I pretended to be Luke on Luke's English podcast and did a British accent. And then he tried to do an American accent and be me. Guys, if you're not listening to English podcast, go listen to it. Find the episode I was on recently because it's super funny. But today... We are talking about how you guys can develop your fluency for free, because we know that a lot of people are stuck at home right now, like us, and we want to inspire you guys to keep learning and fill your time with something that's not like eating and watching Netflix.
You mean there's other things to do, Jessica?
I know. And also, yeah, don't just eat and watch Netflix, and don't do what I did last night, which was listen to the news on NPR for like 4 hours. Don't do that. It doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Although I'm guilty of it too.
I know, because it's hard. Okay, guys. I want to remind you as well that we are not stopping anything we're doing here at IELTS Energy and All Ears English, guys. So we are publishing podcasts the same as always. And Aubrey and I are even doing a IELTS web class that will teach you so much about IELTS speaking, guys, vocab, pronunciation tips, anti-anxiety strategies, which everybody could use. So grab your spot for that, guys. We're doing 2 sessions, April 25th and 27th. Sign up at allearsenglish.com/certain, C-E-R-T-A-I-N. I feel like I have to spell that. It's a tricky one.
Certain. Yes, that is. Thank you, Jessica.
Okay, guys. So we want you to develop your fluency. Michelle, now, if you are going to take an exam, a speaking exam in another language, do you think the best way to prepare is just to like practice questions from the test?
No, you gotta like really get into it, right? You also don't want to sound, I mean, you know, let me tell me what you think about this. You don't want to sound too rehearsed.
Exactly. And that is something, guys. Remember, I was an examiner for 14 years, all right? I did thousands of these things. And that is something that is a guaranteed band 6, which, guys, you all want higher than a band 6. If you sound rehearsed and, like, robotic, that takes away spontaneity. It takes away anything natural about your performance. That's the opposite of fluency.
Right.
Band 6. Yeah. Okay. So the first step, guys, you need to find someone to talk to. All right. We're going to tell you what to talk about in a minute, right? Because you're not just doing IELTS questions here. But first, you need to find someone to talk to. How can students do that?
Well, an easy way to do that is to go on iTalki and find someone there, right? Because you can talk to them and you can do it from home, right? Which is where we are. You can do it from your computer, right? So iTalki is a great place to start.
And now iTalki, you do have to pay a small amount for that, right? But it's not the same as like hiring an IELTS expert like me to give you a speaking mock test, right? That's for your score. That's something specialized. Remember, guys, the point of this is fluency, not IELTS, right? So just find a native speaker on iTalki just to chat to, right? Also, Facebook. You can definitely find speaking partners on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, people are looking for someone to talk to now, right?
Yes.
So a lot of people are unfortunately alone in the situation. And I think people are looking for that connection. And as much as we make fun of kind of social media in a regular way and say, oh, is that real connection, blah, 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 right? Whatever you think about that, now is the time to do it, right? So find someone on Facebook. Find someone who's looking for someone to talk to.
That's a really good point. I mean, I know personally my perspective on so much stuff has completely changed in the past week. And that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that, but I was always one of those people like, oh yeah, how many Facebook friends do you have? That doesn't count. those aren't real friends. But now social media is essential so we don't get depressed in our solitude, right? I mean, even tonight, I am organizing a mom Zoom chat. So like I texted all the moms I knew last night. And I did just invite you, Michelle, before we started recording.
Thank you.
But I want like just all the moms I know to get together tonight on Zoom and just like vent, share resources, talk about what's happening right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, now is a great time. Take advantage of Zoom. It is free and find someone to talk to. And also just a friend, right? Like here's the thing, guys. Students are always asking like, but if I find a speaking partner and they're not a native speaker, then it doesn't matter. Like, it's no good. You have to keep in mind the goal here. The goal is to develop your fluency, not to learn new vocab, not to be corrected when you make a grammar mistake. That's not the goal. We want to be fluent. Connection, not perfection, right?
So that's what we say.
You just need to get the words out, right? That's all we need to do. Now, what if we don't have access to any of these things, or we don't have access to anybody else that speaks English? What can we do, Michelle?
Well, as funny as it sounds, it's so helpful even to just talk to yourself. Because again, like Jessica said, it's about getting the words out, right? It's about like kind of matching your brain and your mouth together to make sure they're working at the same speed. I have a lot of students talk to me about like, you know, they'll think it in their head and they have trouble getting it out, right?
Totally.
So this is practice with that. So who cares if you are actually talking to a person or not? Of course, it's nice to talk to someone, but it doesn't mean that if you just are in your room talking, it doesn't mean that that's not worth anything. You are still, it's also a little bit of muscle memory.
Totally. Exactly. It completely is, right? The more we have the experience of being able to get the words out, the easier that will be in the future, right? So it's like you're developing new connections and strengthening those connections between your brain and your mouth. If right now, all you can think of is like every time you open your mouth and you're nervous and you're like, I'm gonna say the wrong thing. I don't, my English is terrible. Then you're just rehearsing that over and over and that's your only connection, right? But if you just give yourself the chance just to talk to yourself, to your dogs. I talk to my dogs a lot. Just give yourself that practice, that opportunity. Okay, so here's the next thing. Now, we're telling you not to practice IELTS questions, right? You'll practice those sometimes, of course. But if we're going to be fluent, if we're going to get a band 7 or higher, we need to talk about a lot of different things. Now, you need to prepare for this fluency practice. Don't just expect to rock up and have an amazing conversation. It's possible, but I think it's a lot better to prepare for something like this. Like, even like, obviously I'm a native speaker. All the moms that I'm inviting tonight are native speakers. I'm still preparing like questions and things that I want to say because I want it to go well. Because I'm kind of controlling, maybe. I don't know. I overthink things sometimes, but it is important to prepare. So what can we talk about with this other person or even to ourselves, Michelle? IELTS Energy listeners. We are doing a free live web class April 25th and 27th. Grab your spot now. You are going to learn formal and informal vocabulary for the speaking exam and tips for every part, as well as pronunciation tips and anti-anxiety strategies. Guys, there is so much in this free live web class. Come join Aubrey and I. Grab your spot now, allearsenglish.com/certain. That's allearsenglish.com/certain.
Okay, guys, well, you can find conversation starters online that ask you some really interesting, unique, funny, or deep questions, right? Get some inspiration from those, because that is going to be something that is totally unique that you can talk about and kind of start to get used to getting those words out.
Yeah, guys, it's super easy to find these lists. There's like a billion out there. Just Google conversation starters. Don't overthink it. Just click on the first thing that comes up, guys. It's going to be a list of like 100 whatever conversation starters. Like many directions you can take those. And a lot of those conversation starters, guys, they are very similar to questions you might see on the IELTS exam, especially like weird questions that you might get in part one or part three, right? These could totally help you prepare for real IELTS questions, okay? Now, I like the idea of structuring this in a way that, like, we have to put in some time beforehand to prepare. Yeah. Like, you could choose a news article, right?
Right.
And guys, like, you should be reading the news. Don't go overboard, but
yes.
Read the news, develop these ideas for IELTS. Try to read about stuff not related maybe to the coronavirus, like travel news or,
I don't even know if there is any other news. It's like, it seems like all the other news has gone away.
It's true.
But try and find some lighter things, or even like, I feel like there are things I've been looking up, different recipes that you can make at home, right? Even things like that. I mean, maybe is kind of tricky, but like, just there something that you like, or maybe an old news article. It doesn't have to be one from today.
That's a good point. But guys, I love the idea of finding a recipe in English, especially if it's a recipe for a traditional food from your culture, because then you're going to learn the English words for describing all this stuff, true, which you probably don't know all of them. And there's tons of food questions on the exam. And then like, maybe you could set up a Skype chat or a Zoom room or something where you and your friend cook together and you talk through the steps like as you're doing it. That would be cool.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
All right.
And let us know if you make anything. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely, guys. Hashtag All Ears English or hashtag IELTS Energy and post a picture of some food you make. Yes. That you prepared in English. Post it on Instagram, guys. Okay, and then you can also choose like a TV show or a movie to watch, right?
Right, definitely, right? So you can watch that show, you can summarize, you can give your opinion. And one of the things that I tell students to do sometimes is to actually speak like one of the characters for a couple minutes. So maybe you're watching an episode of Friends, because it's always the first show I think of. So what a surprise. And you say, okay, well, I'm watching this scene. Maybe I'm going to talk like Rachel for a couple minutes. Like how, maybe I even just talk and say, what do I imagine she would say next, right? Like
That's
you can
fun.
Pause and say, what do I think she would say next? Or how would she, looking back on it, how would she describe the scene, right?
That's
so
awesome.
Kind of that also removes you a little bit from it in case you're feeling like, I don't know what to say. You're not yourself, right? It kind of takes that pressure off.
That is such a fun idea. In the early episodes of IELTS Energy, I remember doing an episode about creating an English character for yourself, Ooh. Right? And I know we did this like in Spanish class when I was in high school, but this is a really, this is like an actual teaching methodology, guys. Suggestopedia, I think, uses this, like to come up with a name in English, come up with a job, where you live, right, in an English-speaking country, just create a total new character for yourself. But this idea of like mimicking someone from a show, great for pronunciation, firstly, but then also, like you said, it takes the pressure off. Like maybe watch that episode and then like you and your friend choose to be two different characters and just talk about what happened. Like tell your experience in that show. Like I was sitting in a coffee shop and I don't know, it was Friends. I don't know.
There are a lot of Friends in coffee shops. Yes, that's good. That was a good. Yes.
That's funny. All right, guys. So we have two more awesome ideas for you, okay? I hope you guys are taking notes. This is gold. You can start a book club or a magazine club. Michelle, do you have any book recommendations?
Ooh, okay. Well, one of my favorite books is called The Paris Wife.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, yeah, it's about Ernest Hemingway's first wife, and I became very attached to the character. So it's historical fiction. So that is a really, really good book.
Ooh, so, I love it.
Yeah, give that a try. That's the first one I can think of. Yeah.
There is so much great historical fiction, guys. Oh, I would recommend anything from Edward Rutherford. He writes enormous books, but they go really fast. It's like Paris and New York, and it like charts the history of this one city through a family line. And it's just, it's epic. All of his books are amazing.
I have to try those.
You would love them. I remember when James was first a new baby, infant baby, right? Taking a lot of attention and care. When I was like doing things with him, I would be like have a book open next to me. And I was reading Paris at the time, I remember.
I'm impressed.
All right. So improv. This is our last suggestion, guys. Michelle, what the heck is improv?
Well, improv, oh my gosh, improv is so much, but it's a kind of comedy where you improvise, which means that you don't plan for what you are going to say, right? So there are games that kind of help you with this, where you have a situation and then you just speak and you pretend you're in that situation. So there are all kinds of improv games, and I think improv is such a great way to practice for IELTS, to practice your speaking, because this is all about being spontaneous, not sounding rehearsed. And what better way to not sound rehearsed is to do improv and to get used to that feeling of, I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what the other person's going to say, right? And I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to go with it and spit something out.
Okay, so we found a great website for you guys, improvencyclopedia.org. And Michelle and I chose one game, and we're gonna try to do it as like an example. Okay, so I think first we should tell the audience the rules of this game.
Yes.
And then we'll choose like a location, I think, that we're gonna pretend to be in, and then we'll just go for it. What do you say?
Okay, definitely. Let's do it. So this is called Alphabet Game. We found this on that site. And basically what you do is you start with a letter and one person says one line and the first word has to start with that letter. So let's say we're going to start with A. Okay, then Jessica, if she's starting, she would have to say the first sentence starting with an A. So it can be the letter or word A, or it can just be a word that starts with A, like apple. And then I would start the next line with the letter B, and then she would go C, I go D, right? And we go back and forth and we see how long can we keep it going.
So we're going to do like a really short one of these, guys. Yes. This is already a jam-packed episode. So we'll just do a quick example of this. So let's see. Let's pretend, Michelle, that we are on the top of a snowy mountain.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start. Oh God, this is hard. All right.
I know.
Are you skiing today?
Brr, it's really cold. I don't think I'm up for skiing. Oh my gosh, I want to go inside.
Can't you see that this is the perfect day to be outside? Don't be a chicken.
Don't bother me, Jessica. It's really not right of you to make me feel bad about this.
Oh, every time we come to the mountain, you do this. Okay, that was great. That was really fun.
That was fun. I could keep going with that for a while. But yeah, apparently if you hesitate, you like the game changes and you kind of are out and then you're replaced with another player or something like that. That's what I'm just reading the directions here, literally. So you guys can find that alphabet. Go and find that. I quote. Yes.
Okay, super fun. All right, guys. So remember, we can still learn. We can control how we use this time and control how we think about the world right now. So let's stay positive, guys. Sign up for our free live web class. So much information about IELTS speaking, right? Today, we talked about fluency. Come to the web class to learn more real strategies for the actual exam, all right? So sign up. Grab your spot for April 25th or 27th. Sign up now at allearsenglish.com/certain. Okay, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was fun as always, and I'll see you guys again soon.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.